What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
206-803 Rock. Rockaholics, we want to know this morning, when did things take a drastic turn for the better? What was your reversal of fortune story? 206-803 Rock. Hoagie in Tacoma, you went to Mayhem Festival and gave a kid a poster, and then what happened?
So there was autograph Disturbed poster. A former KSW employee hooked me up with tickets to it. So I got an autographed Disturbed poster, got my picture taken with like five of the cast members of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, nice.
I had rode my motorcycle to the show, so I got this big Disturbed poster, and I'm thinking to myself, it's not going to fit in my saddlebags, and I don't want to get messed up. As I started to roll it up after I let the autographs dry, this kid was kind of walking by. It looked like he was maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 years old. And he was like, oh, cool. And I followed him, and as soon as he stopped, I tapped him on his shoulder with the poster. I said, hey, man, do you like Disturbed? And he's like, yeah. I said, here, if you want this, you can have it. It's autographed by all of them. He was all stoked. And not 5 minutes later, I was watching Hell Yeah on the second stage and ended up getting a Vinnie Paul drumstick. It was like the closest thing to instant karma I ever experienced.
No pun intended, but hell yeah.
Yeah, that is
exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Dude, that's badass. And that fits in a saddlebag a lot easier than a poster.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so how old do you think this kid is today, and do you think he probably listens to KISW?
I would have to think he's probably, oh gosh, I don't even know what year that was. Sons of Anarchy was really big at the time.
It's got to be over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you still have the drumstick? Do you still have the drumstick?
I do. A friend of mine bought me a shadow box.
Nice.
That I keep all my drumsticks and guitar picks in. It was like one of the best birthday presents I ever got because it kind of helps me keep all my memorabilia organized.
Who else have you collected drumsticks and picks from?
I've got, speaking of Vinnie Paul, I've got Dimebag and Rex picks from Pantera. One of my most prized possessions is a Danny Carey drumstick I got from Lollapalooza '97, the year that Snoop Dogg played right before Tool.
That's awesome.
I've got, not in that because it wouldn't fit, but in a separate display case, I've got a Scott Weiland microphone from the Family Values Tour at the Tacoma Dome.
How did you get the microphone?
He threw it out in the crowd, and this guy had it, and there was probably about a dozen people trying to get it from him. And somebody was like, oh, man, he's got it. And I just jokingly said, yeah, but not for long. And I ended up getting my hands on it, and we're, like, spinning around in a circle. And, like, the original guy that had it was like, hey, man, help me get this from this guy to one of his buddies. And I'm like, oh, it's like two on one now, huh? And I was like, well, anything goes now. And I actually had both my hands on it. I lost it with one hand. And when I grabbed back a hold with my right hand, I made sure that my thumb went in between one of the guy's knuckles, and they let go. And then I ended up, like, fully getting it, and I just boned. I was with, like, four girls at the Tacoma Dome, and I was like, I'll wait for them by the clock tower out in front of the dome, you know? I ran into my friend's brother, who got kicked out before Stone Temple Pilots even came on for trying to smoke weed or something. And I was like, man, I got kicked out before Stone Temple Pilots even came on. I'm like, well, this is going to piss you off. And I pulled it out, and there's a little sticker that says Scott 2 on it. He's like, Scott? Scott Weiland? He's like, how in the hell did you get that?
That's insane.
One of my buddies had brought his sons. He's like, dude, that thing went right over my head when he threw it out.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Yeah, I would definitely keep that on display as well. And I love how descriptive you were with your knuckles. Did that get you excited, Taryn, that you could, like, maybe gnaw on those knuckles?
He sounds like he has very strong, sturdy
very,
knuckles.
Very strong nibbleable. Knuckles. Yes.
Thanks, Hoagie.
We're looking at some of the text messages. One person said, my wife and I, we hit some hard times about 5 years ago. Foreclosure, maxing out credit cards, etc. Yep, got a scratch ticket and won $500,000. It was a game changer. We spent most of it to fix our debt. We took our first vacation in over 20 years. That being said, those tough times really hammered home how blessed I am to have my wife. She was by my side through all of it. Love you, Hannah.
Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
That is way cool.
Not the foreclosure part.
No, that's a big deal. I mean, I've had those times where you've been in bad financial shape or whatever, and it takes a while to build back stuff. And then I remember getting my credit score when it finally was like I'd been working so hard to get a good credit score.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, we're back, baby.
It's time to spend more
money.
For a
while, they were like, we can't lend you any money.
I like this text also at 206-803-ROCK. When I hit 40, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I had a crappy job, crappy wife, crappy friends. So I said, screw it. Quit my job, got divorced, left Portland, moved to Edmonds. Well, yeah, once you leave Portland, things get better.
I mean, when you're having an Edmonds kind of day every day.
So I'm now 46. I make six figures a year with a job that I love. And this summer, I'm marrying my soulmate. I also found a great group of friends, which is how I met my wife. I love the new show, by the way.
Hey, thanks.
That's
we love you.
That's the best part about all of this.
Yes. That's how you turn your life around. You turn on the Daily Migs Show.
Somebody texted and saying, Migs, this one's for you. I'm learning how to play hockey. I'm 38 years old, started getting into hockey because of how much you guys talk about the Kraken. Last year's playoff run hooked me. I think it hooked a lot of people, that playoff run. A lot of people became like, pretty much, I think that was the moment they became lifelong hockey fans and Kraken fans. Took learn to skate classes, and now I'm on a beginner team, and it's been the most fun that I've ever had. Crazy how 3 years ago I didn't even know what offside or icing was, and now I'm a hardcore fan.
That's awesome. I love to hear that.
That is so cool for a lot of people that don't realize that. Like, obviously, you know, kids can learn how to play hockey, but there are a lot of places like Snow King does it. I know in Renton, and I'm sure, like, you know, all the other rinks. I'm sure that the Kraken Community Iceplex is doing it as well. They have learned to play programs for adults, which is cool because I think a lot of people become hockey fans and don't realize I could learn how to play this sport. And it's one of the most fun sports to play. You don't have to be great. Myself is a very good example of that. But like it's something that you could play for a very long time in your life, and you meet some of the absolute best people and have some of the best times doing it.
So I have a hockey question for you, Steve.
Okay.
So as a goalie, I know you don't have to do like as much skating as some of the other players, but are you a pretty great skater, or can you like kind of fake it because you're a goalie? I mean that with all due respect.
I'm okay as a skater when my goalie gear is on.
Ah.
You take my goalie gear off, it's like I've never skated in my entire life. It's just like that having those giant leg pads, like kind of, I think it's just a different balance. It's a different vibe. Also, goalie skates are a little bit different than player skates. And if I go skate around with my wife and my kid, we just rent the skates. I don't bring my goalie skates because they look like clown shoes if I'm wearing them without my goalie gear.
So do you, like, if you fall in the gear, does it protect you pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
100%. Not so much if you fall on your ass, because there's really not much padding on the butt.
No, well, and I'm looking at your butt. You don't have much padding to begin with, so I'd probably really hurt.
It's a rough morning, I tell you. I thought I was going to have a good Friday, and here we are, the knuckle nibbler over here, talking about my ass.
Looking at your thin booty. No, I'm not actually looking. I promise I'm not looking.
I was.
Were you looking?
Oh, yeah.
Is it thin or is it thick with two C's?
It's pretty thin.
Are you skipping squats, Steve?
Hell,
what's
yeah.
going on?
It's an upper body business. Worry about some squats. Squat this.
What is your least favorite of the gym exercises?
Squats.
Squats, that's the one.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.